السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. حضرة المفتي صاحب، الله تعالى bless you and the family with عافيت. الله تعالى grant you good health and accept all the خدمات for deen. حضرة المفتي صاحب perform me.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم. أنا سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Muharram 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we will complete and conclude chapter number 50, Surah Al-Qaf, and those are verses 43, 44 and 45, the last three verses of this particular surah and chapter. When Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wants to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty, then Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, uses the collective noun, and that is, that you see, Nahnu, and we. So Almighty Allah is one and alone and unique, but Almighty Allah is addressing us to show us, you human being, the entire creation, all of you put together, you cannot create even a single fly. And I have created this entire universe for your benefit. But what has happened to you, O human being, that you got beguiled and deceived by the Satan and Lucifer and Shaitan? 8 billion plus people on the earth today, 7 billion of them totally gone astray and worshipping somebody, something else besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. For reference, go and see chapter 22, Surah Al-Hajj, and verse number 73, and see what Almighty Allah states, that you, لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Nor today, nor tomorrow, nor any time in future, right till the day of justice, will you be able to create a single fly, even if all your professors, doctors, scientists get together, then they cannot create that. How will ensoulment take place? How will they insert the ruh, the soul, the spirit, in that what they create, they say? But remember that they don't even understand death. You go ask the biggest surgeon, biggest doctor, biggest professor, that explained to us that how the ruh and the soul have left the body of this patient and this sick person. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Chapter 22, verse 73 teaches us that. And regarding the ruh and the soul, so Almighty Allah has answered that as well and said, O you human beings, O you jinnat, all of you put together, the knowledge that we gave you, remember, is little bit. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verse number 85. So everything you will find in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah and teaching, preaching of the beloved Sahaba and students and companions of the Master Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today's lesson, chapter 50, verse 43. Inna nahnu nuhyi wa numit. 4 words, all of them in the plural. Inna we. Nahnu, definitely, surely we. Nuhi, only we give life. Who can give life? The lady went the full term, 9 months. What was supposed to be her best day of her life. She is going to give birth to a baby girl, baby boy. And lo and behold, she gave birth, but it was stillborn. Which professor, which gynecologist, which doctor can give life? Nobody can do that. So giving life is solely only the prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Namrud said, Ana uhyi wa umit. I give life and death. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam knew that this person is a moron and a fool and an idiot. So he told him, okay, if you can do that as you are claiming, then فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَعْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. So my Allah Jalla Wala makes the sun rise from the east. You make it rise from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. And he, the kafir, the non-Muslim, was totally perplexed and confused, and his fuses were blown also. So yeah, Allah is teaching us, Inna nahnu nuhyi, verily only we give life, wa numit, only we give death. How will you explain that the plane crashed and a baby, remember, survived, all the adults died? How will you explain people committing suicide? He pulled the trigger 3 times, 4 times, pumped himself with 3-4 bullets, but he did not die. They say attempted suicide. His time was not up. That is how, when we meet, we give death on the appointed time. وَإِلَيْنَا الْمَصِيرُ. And unto us, to Allah, everybody, everything will return. Therefore, when a Muslim passes away, yesterday our mother Amina Musa passed away, so Shaheen Musa's mother, so Allah grant her Jannatul Firdaus. So when we hear that a Muslim Muslima passes away, so we say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Only for Muslims, not non-Muslims. Verily, that to Allah Jalla wa'ala do we belong, and unto Allah Jalla wa'ala is the return. Wa ilayna al-masir, and you will return to us, to Allah. Who can prevent that? Who can postpone the death? Who can delay the death? Nobody. Chapter number 63, verse number 11. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. And none can delay and postpone the death once the time comes. Only Almighty Allah knows when all that will happen. So what will happen on the day of justice? يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ الْأَرْضُ عَنُهُمْ سِرَاءً. The graves and wherever they are buried. So remember, all that will just split open to pieces. And then they will emerge from there. And then they will run, siraa, towards the mahshar, the place where everybody has to assemble. So the Hadith Sharif teaches us that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by Sayyidah Maymuna radiallahu anha, Aftina fi baytil maqdis ya Rasulallah, Aftina fi baytil muqaddas ya Rasulallah. So ya Rasulallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give us the fatwa and the verdict regarding baytul muqaddas, baytul maqdis, Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa, and the precincts and surroundings there. So call, he habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hiya ardul mahshar wal manshar. That is where majority people will assemble and they will be congregated and so forth and so on. So many things are still going to unfold there. So people will be running. Qalu ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina. Who raised us from here where we were? So remember, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. In Surah Yasin, we read Surah Yasin already. Did you read Surah Yasin? So before Fajr, read it. After Fajr Salat, read it. Every morning, read it. Make it part of your ma'mool and your routine. مَنْ قَرَأَ سُورَةَ يَاسِينَ فِي صَدْرِ النَّهَارِ قُدِّيَتْ حَوَائِجُهُ. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, Allah Azza wa Jalla will fulfill his needs. And the hadith is mentioned by Imam Darimi rahimahullah. He is buried there in Uzbekistan. He's the ustad of Imam Muslim, Imam Bukhari, and thousands of other students and so forth. So go and refer to Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verse number 52. And there you will find the verse that people will say, who raised us up here now? So يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ الْأَرْضُ عَنُهُمْ سِرَاءً. So on the land and sand, wherever they are, everything will split asunder to pieces. And then the human being, that creation, animals, everybody will assemble. It is يَوْمَ الْدِيَوْمِدِينَ, the day of justice for the entire creation. That animal with horns, it oppressed another animal without horns. Almighty Allah will let justice take place. And that animal that did not have horns will have horns, and the one that had horns here in this world will not have. And then they will tell them, have your justice, and thereafter kunu turaba, then you will be reduced to sand. ذَلِكَ حَشْرٌ عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ. And this assembly and this congregation for us is very, very easy. How, who is sustaining the 8 billion plus people today on this earth? Who is the one giving the fish and all of them, the marine life there, and the marine creation, sustenance, provision? Go to Mauritius and you'll go right to the bottom of the ocean, and then you will see Allah Ta'ala's creation. You will marvel at the big, big fish and the tiny dots, the small, small ones. Ya Allah, even when we right at the bottom of the ocean, we will remember you and we say Subhanallah, Fatabarakallahu Ahsanul Khaliqeen. And when we are in the plane and right above the clouds and we just marvel at your creation. So that is Allah. ذَلِكْ أَحَشْرٌ عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ. It's very, very easy for us to do that. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We are all knowing what the kuffar, the non-Muslims say. They say Muslims are terrorists. They say Muslims are fundamentalists. They say Islam is a false religion. عَلِيَّازُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah forbid. So we are aware and we know everything. بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. What the non-Muslims, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the polytheists and the Zionists and whoever, whatever they are saying. And the totally negative sentiments expressed by them and the disgusting opinions said and uttered by them, bima yaqulun, we know everything. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ. And you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not a tyrant upon them. Nay, you are rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are not going to impose Islam upon them. Islam must come from within. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 256. La ikraha fi deen. There is no compulsion in religion. This refers to non-Muslims, not Muslims. Muslims, we can give you a good threshing when you don't read Salat and so forth. That is what Islam teaches us. So we should know these things here. So chapter 2, verse 256 is for non-Muslims. So you can't go hold a gun there by that person's head and tell him that enter Islam, otherwise I'll blow your head off for you. So wama anta alayhim bijabbar. You're not a tyrant. Who are you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. You were, you are, you always will be the exclusive mercy to the entire universe and creation, not only to humanity. فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Hence, you must remind them time to time about the Qur'an Sharif. مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٍ. مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٍ. So it means, if you understand the Arabic, whoever fears my warnings, my threats and so forth, so they will take heed. And those who are la yubali, those who are man khapla, those who are la parwa, those who have a no-care attitude, for them they won't embrace Islam. And they will not even listen to the truth. So Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, we conclude chapter 50. May Almighty Allah accept it. It is the mercy of Allah, the wasila, barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his entire team and family. And we thank you, the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International and the Markaz Sahaba listeners and Ansar listeners. Allah Jalla wa la qabool farmai. Allah accept it. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. And we say a big, big jazakallahu khairan to Ma Salim Kareem and Appa. Great, great sacrifices. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is 26th of Muharram, 1447, day number 655 in Ghazza al-Mubarakah. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Say, last night I was busy after the Q&A and I sent it out to so many thousands of people, the news, views and interviews. So 19 jutlas dispatched to hell, their army personnel and so forth. One person, jutla, sitting there on a chair, thinking he's a chairman, but he wants to mimic and mock Yahya Sinwar, our leader, a shaheed. And now, that day, the Hamas had booby-trapped that area, and five of them were dispatched straight to Jahannam. That was the last chair he is sitting on. Now he'll be sitting in Jahannam and the Muqaddamat of Jahannam, meaning that how the Pharaoh is getting roasted and toasted. Chapter 40, verse number 46. An-naru yuraduna alayha huduwa wa ashiya. So that is azab-i-qabr. That is azab after death and before the day of justice. Wa yawma taqumu as-sa'ah. أَدْخِلُوا عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Then he will be dispatched to the worst, worst punishment. So that is what happens to these jutlas and jutlis and haramis and Zionists. 30 countries plus condemn Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, for their inhumane killing and their indiscriminate killing of babies and children. And remember, the whole world has condemned Israel for their apartheid policy, extermination policy, starvation policy, and they are the most disgraced of people on this earth, the scum of the scum. They are swines and they are pigs. They are donkeys and they are monkeys. All this is enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Chapter 62, verse number 5. We should never compromise and be apologetic. Say it as it is. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And Allah said, you jutlas, Allah Jews, Allah will punish you continuously till the day of Qiyamah. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومْهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Your own allies now are disgusted with you. A guy like Piers Morgan who was defending you, he says, I'm disgusted with what Israel is doing. So now even, oh, this guy Trump woke up and he says that this war must end. This killing is brutal. So Trump, we want to ask you a question. Who is giving the most material support and money, billion dollars every year? Who is vetoing the ceasefire? Was it not Biden? Is it not you and your administration? Who is giving all the arms to Israel to murder the innocent people in Gaza and in Palestine, to murder the people in Syria, to murder the Christians there as well in Palestine, to murder, remember, people in Lebanon and Yemen? You are the biggest culprit. You are the handler. You are the biggest terrorist. This is your illegitimate child. So you should control it. Just put sanctions on them. And likewise, all you foreign ministers, just put sanctions on them. Tell them no more arms, no more support. Dance Ali Popper dance, and then you will see. South Africa took them here to the ICJ, but they're still supplying them coal and so forth. So all this is hypocrisy and double standards. We must be very, very clear. Israel attacks the World Health Organization headquarters there in Derbala, and the tents are burning and so forth. People are injured. Some have died maybe as well. So that is Israel, the illegitimate. Remember, fraudulent state, remember that. Built there to cause disunity and fragmentation among the Muslims and among the Arabs and so forth. Britain and America are responsible for this whole mess. And once everything is settled, they must pay reparations. Remember that. When Muslim rule will come, inshallah, that is what will happen. Sadistic, it is, the United Nations say this is a sadistic death trap. There were 400 places where food was distributed. Now you got 4. And now when the Palestinians who are starving go there, you kill them deliberately, intentionally. And they took nonsense, the IDF, the diaper forces, the most immoral army in the world, the biggest murderers and the biggest terrorists on this earth. Remember that. 20 people dead in Bangladesh. A jet crashes into a school. The pilot lost control. Today the schools are off there in Bangladesh. They say one day mourning because of all the students who passed away. Majority Muslim. Allah Jalla Wala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Netanyahu, the war criminal BB, he doesn't want to go to court. So he says he's suffering from food poisoning and from diarrhea. Allahumma sallit alayhi al-ishal da'iman abada. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, let him suffer from diarrhea and all other sicknesses. Ya Allah, punish him like how you punished, remember, Ya Allah, you punished Sharon. Ya Allah, punish him like that and even worse. And likewise for Smotrich and Ben Gvir and all these haramis, that he's a serial liar. He's the biggest criminal on earth today. That is Netanyahu, Netanyahu. The friends are getting less. Yes, you see how humiliated, disgraced you are. Harvard University, the administration and Trump are going to court because they say that we have freedom of expression. If our students are marching for Palestine, you got no right to incarcerate them, imprison them, and you go there and threaten them deportation. Why is the United Nations not declaring Gaza a famine zone? That there is famine there, although it is man-made. And by Israel, the haramis say no medication, no water, no food will enter there. No baby formula will enter there. Let them die, as they say. That is what they are saying, Smotrich and Ben Gvir. So these are the biggest terrorists, remember that. You must tell Twitter and X and all your Instagram and your Facebook and whatever else you got, everyone who got a phone and a smartphone, use it for the benefit of Palestine. Name them, shame them, and nail them, these haramis. 8 million passengers were transported there with the haramain, the railway, you know, the trains. Makkah, Medina, Makkah, Jeddah, Medina, Jeddah, wherever. So during the Hajj season, Israel Kalaspeh killed and murdered Palestinians who raised the white flags. That's in the Haaretz newspaper. Imagine innocent people who raised the white flags. They don't have arms, ammunition, but this is the game the Israelis play. Shoot and shoot, kill and kill, and you think that you are going to win, you'll never win. Allah has disgraced you. Allah has told you that you will be expelled and kicked out from there. Chapter 17, verse 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ When the final promise of Allah comes, لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ The Muslim army, whether it's Hamas or Jihad Islami, or the Muslim army, they will come and disfigure your faces. It has started already. Thousands of your sujudlas are sent to hell, and your 100,000 soldiers don't want to come back. You know that. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time. No Israelis and Jutlas there by the doors. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا The whole world has turned against you. And 5 times they wanted ceasefire. But America blocked it, vetoed it. So you only have America, and they are also getting fed up with your shenanigans. So remember, you all are the biggest criminals and the scum of the earth, you swines. And thereafter, remember, Trump is responsible for the detention centers. They also, the facilities are not humane. You see, America, hang your heads in shame. You got Guantanamo Bay open till now. So what the hell is happening? What the hell is happening there? So from 2001, 2002, and whatever, George W. Bush, may he rot in hell also, the harami. So the war criminal Bush and Blair, so they must be named and shamed. Remember that. We must never forgive, never forget what they did to our people in Afghanistan and Iraq and other places. So now they are, and what happens to my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? So she is in a hellhole there. Shame on you, America, and shame on you, the Republicans and Democrats. All of you are terrorists as far as I'm concerned. What the hell are you torturing our brothers and so forth? And how are you supporting Israel, the terrorist Nazi regime? Russia, you mean that Russia are now attacking Ukraine, and today is day number 1244. Remember 1244. We support Putin. We must remember that Putin must put them in the proper place. Open one to nuclears also. You see, he's got the largest arsenal of nuclear. Lindsey Graham, he is a gay guy. You see, his father was a reverend, but he don't want to get married. He's busy, you see. He doesn't like front street, he likes back street business, it's a backdoor business. So Lindsey Graham is threatening Putin. Putin will put you away. Then you will know what is front street and back street, you harami. So remember that humiliated disgrace he is also. A British couple is in Afghanistan and the Western media is making a big noise about them. One is 80 years old, one is 76 years old. They, you know, old couple, and they're 6 months already there. Maybe they'll die there, maybe they'll get tortured there. Everything negative they will say and so forth. So my question to you is, what about my brothers in Gitmo? How many jails you have put Muslims there inside and then you found out they were innocent? And how many people has Israel put inside, 10,000 plus, in the jails and prisons? What are you, the Western powers, doing about that? You are supporting the harami and apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. So if you want to speak about Taliban, then you have to speak about your own countries and the illegitimate countries that you support all the time. So we say that Taliban know what they are doing. Go ask Yvonne Ridley and she will tell you, go read the book In the Hands of the Taliban. She told me this personally when she came. She said that when I was released and they did not touch me, they did not harm me, they wouldn't even make eye contact with me. They said, you, that go, Yvonne, you are free. And you, we just give you the Quran Sharif in English translation. Read it with an open heart and open mind. He said the Western media were there, the BBC, the CNN, and us, and all of them. They wanted, I must say, that they tortured me. They pulled out my nails for me and they raped me. And so when I said they treated me like a guest, not once did they even harm me or look at me with evil eyes and so forth. One by one, they started walking away. They said that Yvonne Ridley is suffering from the Stockholm syndrome, where you fall in love and you start liking your people who kidnapped you. You see, these haramis, for everything they got certain terms, you must remember that. The Israeli ambassador to Russia wants to leave early. Why? He is boycotted by the world, that we got nothing to do with you. You are poison, you are cancer, we don't want nothing to do with you. So he's feeling lonely there, the harami, the Israeli ambassador. I wonder how this Israeli ambassadors feel in different parts of the world when the entire world is condemning them for the starvation policy, extermination policy, the terrorism policy, and the illegal status of Israel. And it is a harami state, there's no doubt about it. Come to South Africa, Kabani is fired by Cyril. Cyril knows he's in big trouble. All the South Africans are standing up and he has become the worst president in the history of South Africa. So he fired her, the Minister of Higher Education. So what the hell you need two ministers for? So that we tell you, Kabani, good riddance to you. You were good for nothing from day one and now replaced with another one. Police ministers. So now you got one guy sitting at home, he's collecting perks and wages. You got the acting minister, Gwede, and then from 1st August will be Feroz Kachalia. So now the question arises that you have two deputy ministers. Why the hell you couldn't choose one of them and you brought Feroz in? So, I mean, these are all valid questions, you know, really uncomfortable questions. Come to Tembisa. The mayor suspends the tariff hikes. You see, people are using the word Trump uses. Tariff hikes are suspended in Tembisa. because people there are gone who livid, they are so angry and furious and livid with the government that they strikes every day and so forth and so on. So they just suspended the hikes in the price of electricity in Tembisa. So some Chef Air pilots went on strike yesterday, and thousands and hundreds of people were stranded at the various airports and so forth. So they have huge internal problems and all that. I don't like Chef Air seats, you know. So unless you're sitting by extra leg room, otherwise for tall people like me, I always tell people that plane was designed, you understand, for the Chinese and all these short guys, not for guys, and you can't recline nothing, you know. So anyway, they know better. Zuma is condemned, and rightly so. You, President Jacob Zuma of MK, I also will agree with the commentators and analysts, you are wrong on this issue. President Zuma of the MK goes to Morocco, and he tells them what you are doing, that you're occupying the Western Sahara and so forth, that is right. So that is what America told them, that is what Israel told them, and that is how they built ties with Israel. The entire population, one can say 90%, 95% of Morocco are dead against Israel. But you know the king, another donkey, so another guy half the time is drunk and so forth. So you must remember that they support Israel because America, good bastard, so the big boss said so. So that we must stand for justice, remember, at all times. 12 hours water outages expected in Johannesburg next week, and things are going better to worse. You know, we got e-tolls here. So remember, they suspended, but now somebody stole the speeding cameras. They had cameras there. So now that they say the speeding cameras are missing. That is South Africa. Tata Zonke. Just steal and steal and steal from top to bottom. So that is our country. And Allah have mercy on us. Our program for today, 8:30 to 9, Mufti, you understand? Salman Mufti, you understand, that person there, what is the Hassan, of Mufti Hassan, is an American, and he's residing there in Pakistan. Inshallah, Mona Zaid will then interview Mufti Hassan or Mufti Hassan, so mashallah. And thereafter, 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Ji, Mona Salim, we have 11 minutes, let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I wanted to ask for someone, if to make nikah, do I need guardian consent if my parents don't approve it?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We answered this question, but no problem, because it's a daily occurrence. So remember Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Mustad Ahmad. La nikaha illa bi waliyin. You, the daughters, the granddaughters, sisters, you cannot get married unless your biological father gives permission, or your brother gives permission, or your uncle, paternal uncle, pastor, bror, your chacha, your kaka, he gives permission. You just get married there, secret married, all that. You're living in sin, and Allah's curse is on you. That is our fatwa, and that is the fatwa and verdict of majority scholars. So we should know all the duck and dive business, keeping a mistress there in the hotel, and having a quickie there, and so forth. All haram business that the father and them, no one even knows that the daughter is married. So you think Islam will allow all this, what the kafir Shias are doing, the mutta prostitution business? Hasha wa kalla, never Islam allows these type of things.
Mufti Sahab, can a big cat be put to sleep euthanasia?
Regarding mercy killing, euthanasia, all that permissible in animals, SPCA and all that. In human beings, totally haram and not permissible. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, taught us the dua. A person is critically ill. The doctors say they can't do anything. The medical aid is finishing. They will keep you there in the clinic hospital till and use you as a milking cow. And then only they will tell you, now we can't do anything. So Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, if life is better for this person, give him life. And if death is better, give him death. Euthanasia, mercy killing, means what they call, you give an injection, you give a tablet, you do this and you kill the person. So Islam does not allow that. However, if a person is on the ventilator and so forth, and you tell the doctors, the specialists, remove it and everything, all that is permissible. There's no problem with that. I did it for my brother as well in 2002. So you should know what is permissible and what is haram. That's compulsory upon you to know the difference between the two.
Mufti Sahib, a sister has reverted to Islam. She also has the intention to marry a Muslim brother. But they are not yet married. She is in dire financial trouble. Can he assist her by giving her his zakat money?
So yeah, we have a sister who's already a Muslim and she wants to get married, but currently she is in financial problems and she has found somebody, and that somebody will get married to her. As yet they're not married. So remember, for you all to be dating, smooching, to be alone, and all that is haram in Islam. Allah has mentioned it both ways. وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانَ. You the man, there's no place for girlfriend and mistress and all that. And you the woman, there's no place for sugar daddy and go there boyfriend and so forth. So you must know that. But because you are still not married, if he gives you zakat money, it will be permissible. Because you say you are a Muslimah and you say you are in deep financial problems and so forth. So yes, it will be permissible. But once you get married, then the nafaqa and maintenance, all that is compulsory upon the husband. And then for the husband to give zakat to the wife, absolutely haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, how will my husband's estate be divided? I'm his wife. We have 4 sons. He has 2 sisters. One is married and one is unmarried. He doesn't have any parents or brothers.
In a case like this, it's straightforward. When a Muslim person passes away, so first will be the burial, funeral expenses. Second will be the deaths of the deceased, the personal debts, the business, corporate debts. All that must be paid to the creditors. Third is wasiya. You, that now I don't know. We haven't seen the world. We don't know what the world looks like. So your husband, deceased husband, yeah. So now when he passed away, did he leave anything for his 2 sisters? He could have bequeathed for them verbally and these 2 witnesses, or in writing, because they're not going to inherit. So maximum amount will be 1/3 of the net estate. So if he did that, you must implement it. So first burial, funeral expenses, then the debts of the deceased, and what he made wasiya and bequeathed for none is maximum 1/3, and 4th is the shares of the heirs. So husband passed away, no parents, and remember that you are the wife now, so you will receive 12.5%, and the remainder 87.5% will go to your 4 sons, and they will inherit equally, and the 2 sisters, 0 for them. And inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, they must make dua for their brother. And remember, I told you, if they made wasiyat for the sisters, that's permissible and acceptable. And in a case like that, you must know the golden rule of the Islamic law of inheritance. When the deceased is survived by his own biological son, so that son of his will deprive all the siblings and all the brothers, sisters of the deceased. When the mayit, the deceased, is survived by his or her biological father, so then that father is so powerful, he will deprive all the siblings and all the brothers, sisters of the deceased. That's a golden rule, 100% in the Islamic law of succession and Islamic law of inheritance.
Mufti Sahib, can a wife ask for an annulment if her husband is impotent?
If the husband is impotent, he can't fulfill her conjugal rights and so forth and so on. But everything else, he is treating her well and fulfilling all her rights, roti, kapra, makan and so forth, giving her shelter, food, money, clothing, everything and so forth. So we won't say that she should just go for a fasakh and for annulment of marriage. What she should do is that go to a gynecologist, go to a urologist and, you know, get some treatment for him. And, oh, you can't come right, go to a hakim. Maybe from 6:30 he'll come right, you understood? So you don't be hasty in these type of things. But if now he can't fulfill it at all and so forth and so on, So common sense should also tell the husband and give her a talaq and separation. You can't fulfill her rights and so forth. Just now she will commit wrong things and you also are to blame for all that. So in a case like that, we will say rather he give a talaq and release her and so forth because he can't fulfill her rights. And that will be our advice to that couple there if it's going on for years and years like that. And all of us, we're not Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, we must read the dua which is authentic and mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, male and female, whether we married or whether we single. Allahumma hassin ha swad noon. Allahumma hassin farji. Ya Allah, protect my private part. Because today 90%, 70% of the world are following Trump. Rifle repairs, just park any way they want to, you know. So that is what happens with these haramis. And then when they are told to reveal everything of the Epstein files, then they make stories and say it's fake news. There's no fake. You are a fake president, you Trump, you harami.
Isab, my very close relative passed away as a non-Muslim. I have went to give condolences today. However, they are insisting on attending funeral and are saying very mean things and not accepting my calls.
Remember that we are Muslims. Our allegiance is to the Quran Sharif, to the Sunnah Mubarakah. That is Islam. Islam means to submit lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and to Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in chapter 9, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84, Allah has mentioned the law for all times, all places, all situations. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You cannot go to the funeral. You can't go to the church or temple or synagogue. You can't be part of the memorial service. So you offered your condolences. You sympathize with them. You have done your duty. So you leave them and tell them, I'm a Muslim, first and always Muslim, and I'll die with Iman and Islam. I'm not going to apologize to you. I'm not going to compromise my religion. That is my belief. And remember, we have nothing to do with you now. We did our duty. So you can't attend. Totally, absolutely haram. You go to the English translation and see and refer to chapter 9, verse 84. So when a non-Muslim dies, we cannot pray for them. We can't attend anything of theirs. Yes, you offer condolences. You sympathize with the family. Till day it is permissible. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us and make our khatima on Iman and Islam and give a special magnificent victory to our Hamas. Allahumma ajdud wa ataka ala juyushi israeliyin wa amerikiyin wa hindiyin wa a'da'i deen. Ya Allah, the Jutlas, the Americans, and whoever else is with them, you decimate them in Gaza and the West Bank and in occupied Palestine, and let the flag of Palestine fly throughout the whole world. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.